We knew that what we were doing to protect long-term care facilities, while necessary, was creating a lot of angst, a lot of loneliness, a lot of pain for a lot of families.
The governor's decision is his acceptance of the recommendations from a nursing home task force. Some of the ground rules are that the relatives can visit no more than two at a time with no minor children allowed, and they must be wearing masks and other protective gear.
Our top priority from the very beginning was to protect our most vulnerable. COVID-19 disproportionately affects folks who are elderly, particularly those who are elderly that have underlying health issues. And so we had to make decisions very early on in March about how do you approach this.
To be eligible for reopening, facilities will need to go 14 days without any new COVID-19 cases. Speaking in Orlando, DeSantis said regular human contact is part of what he calls a healthy society.
And many of the folks understand that they have loved ones who are in the last stage of their life. They're not demanding a medical miracle. They're not having unrealistic expectations. They just would like to be able to say goodbye or to hug somebody.
To try to protect and guard against the virus from getting into the facility, we made that painful decision around visitation.
Mary Mayhew is secretary of the Florida Agency for Health Care Administration, which oversees nursing homes and long-term facilities.
What we also understood is that no one could stop the clock, and that family members have been praying for this time. We understand that the restriction on visitation is absolutely counter to everything we promote. The human touch is absolutely critical.
Saying that no one should go this long without a hug, Mayhew praised the task force for their findings and recommendations.
Balancing our concerns against the need to support safe visitation. I am confident that as people are able to visit with their loved ones, that there will be adherence to hand hygiene, wearing a face mask.
For Governor Ron DeSantis, reopening nursing homes is part of the fight to get back to normal as soon as possible, both personally and economically. Once again, the healthy society argument.
Keeping the economy going, which we've done over the last couple months and have continued to add jobs, giving parents the option to send people in person for K-12 instruction. It means having universities that have students in person, because I don't think you can fight a pandemic very well when society is in the fetal position.
As of Tuesday, Escambia County has reached 200 deaths related to coronavirus, with Santa Rosa reporting 57 total, according to the Florida Department of Health. Of those, 99 were in long-term care facilities, 89 in Escambia and 10 in Santa Rosa. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.